Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles, brought to you by Hum Nutrition. Hum is an all-natural line of vitamins and supplements with clinically proven ingredients that are pure and potent, gluten-free, non-GMO, and sustainably sourced.
Their wide range of science-backed formulas address specific beauty and wellness concerns like our personal favorites, Glow Sweet Glow for glowing skin, Mighty Night for a more restful sleep, and Wingman for after a wild night out.
Shop for Hum online at humnutrition.com, Sephora, Revolve, Dermstore, and more. All right, Kirby, how's it going?
It's going. You have been traveling.
I have been.
So I feel like I haven't seen you that much.
I know, but it was really only
but it was like 3 days. 3 days. Whatever. Hung out with Santa Claus.
I did.
Kris Kringle.
The OG Santa who like does the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, like his name is Bill.
Children.
Yeah, I know. That's what it was going to preference.
Well, don't warning. Let... Yeah, warning. Santa Claus' real name is Bill. Just in case you were wondering.
He like is such a good Santa. Just like, I don't know if you saw his picture, but he looked like, and he was like so lovely and sweet. But I feel like he probably makes a lot of money.
I mean, if he's like the dude for Macy's, yeah. Then yes.
Yeah.
I always have wanted to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade because I feel like it's just
same
so much fun. But then I talk to people that have done it and they're like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
like it's
they cold. They have to get up at like 3.
Yeah, it's like a whole ordeal. Yeah.
But it seems fun.
I feel like for Kirby Tries, I would love for Macy's to sponsor an episode, putting mm-hmm. it out there. And have me walk in the Macy's Day Parade holding like a giant Snoopy balloon, like having to like wrangle the giant Woodstock or like Snoopy or Elmo or whatever the hell it is.
Kirby tries to be a balloon wrangler.
I mean, I think these people actually get trained to know what to do. Because remember there was like a balloon that went MIA 1 year. And
did it?
Yeah, it just had a mind of its own.
I feel like you would be good on like a float. Or no, you know.
Oh my God.
You know what they should do? What that. Kirby Tries should do is you should be one of the Rockettes. Cause don't they like, they perform every year?
Never gonna happen. They would actually like, they'd be like, why would you curse us like this?
I would pay good money
to sponsor that.
I would pay good money to put me on the Sesame Street float.
Yeah.
Just put me next to Elmo.
Yeah.
That's all I want in life.
We should go one year.
Oh my God, I would love to go. But so you're back.
I'm back.
Living and your best life.
Yes. And it was super fun because it was an event with Macy's where we kind of like kicked off the holiday season. So now I am like, I mean, I love Christmas, so I'm just super excited now.
I know. I feel like Christmas has already begun.
I know.
Which we'll get to
in a sec
later in this app. But let's kick it off with some beauty news. So Sarah found this link. And I think it's really interesting. It's a good conversation to have, especially about the state of makeup. We are constantly saying, no more brands. We're done. We can't. Like, everything looks the same. There was actually a really amazing article on Business of Fashion this week. If you guys love beauty and you want to know more about what's happening in terms of, like, the landscape of like the beauty and cosmetics world and the fashion world for that matter, get a Business of Fashion membership. It's the best money I ever spent.
We split it.
Yep. Sarah and I split it. We're really psyched about that. But are we allowed to even say that? Are we allowed to do that?
No, because Business of Fashion is going to come after us.
Sorry, like, Business of Fashion.
Cancel your subscription.
It's one of those articles that was really well written, and it was about the state of the beauty industry and how are there too many brands? Mm-hmm. And basically the theme of the article wasn't that there's too many brands. It's just there's too many brands that won't be remembered.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing differentiating anybody anymore. Everything looks the same.
Is this the one that you Instagrammed and then you Instagrammed Cheryl's tweet?
Yes. Yeah.
Where it was like, there are too many eyeshadow palettes.
Yes. Yes. That same. Was it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, we have been saying that for the past however long Los Angeles has existed now.
I know, and I think we're going to look back on this time in cosmetic history and think, why were there so many eyeshadow palettes? Like, I don't get it. I have so many, and every day I feel like I am overwhelmed because I'm like, what palette do I use or should I use? Mm-hmm. And then how am I going to get through all of this within their expiration date?
You won't.
That's why I really like the Charlotte Tilbury palette. I went to Nordstrom this week and I bought another Bello Sophia palette because, first of all, the one that I had, I swear to God, it was so expired. I think I've literally had it since 2014.
Yeah.
Like I should not have
like
been
putting
it on. Where
it's like lost its shimmer.
Yes. The glitter was just like falling out of it. One of the pans was completely gone because I had cracked it. So I was like, eh, you're 32 years old. It's time to get your life in order. So I went and got a new one. But it's four shadows.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing with them.
They're all complimentary.
Yep. And they're going to all hit pan around the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to have to worry about being like, when am I ever going to wear this color?
Yeah. Did you get the Lorac Rachel Zoe holiday palettes?
No.
They are the cutest. They're four pan, like really tiny, just this big, maybe like 3 inches wide, and they're like $15. But they're so cute. When I looked at it, I was like, this is exactly the size of a palette that I need and would use within expiration date.
Totally.
You know? And I was like, this is really smart of them.
I have to agree. I like, this is a different tangent. This is not even the news that we're supposed to be talking about. But I bought a Charlotte Tilbury like under eye concealer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small. It's like very lightweight. And it was like $32 or something.
Yeah.
But honestly, this looks great on my skin. And it's not so much product that I'm like, when am I ever going to get rid of this?
Totally.
Like, I feel really bad when I have to throw out products that are expired, but I still have a lot left of. So I think that there's something, I think maybe we'll start seeing a shift where we're going to see like smaller amounts of product that you can actually get through. Because there is a sense of accomplishment when you get through something.
Absolutely. And it kind of proves to you that you really liked the product as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That you consistently used it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But on that note, this Retail Dive article, it's about makeup sales declining. And it's a really interesting article about the state of makeup and, you know, if there's a burnout specifically with cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
So the article goes to say that Piper Jaffray, which is an investment bank that has analysts that do research on investments, they said that Ulta is dampening its guidance. And I wish that you guys could have seen Sarah and I like Googling what the hell dampening its guidance meant.
I'm you
like,
guys in finance out there.
Yeah. I'm like paging Mary Dillon from Ulta. Like, what are you saying?
If Maddie, my friend is listening, who works for a VC firm, she's probably going to laugh at our explanation of this.
Yeah. Can we get you on the podcast?
Yeah. Honestly,
what's happening here? But guidance, I'm hoping we have this correct. Guidance is information that companies disseminate to shareholders in an effort to indicate and project future performance.
Right.
So Apparently, Ulta, which is usually a top performer, they unexpectedly lowered its guidance for 2019 this Thursday. And they said that they were citing that, quote unquote, headwinds in the U.S. cosmetics market were the reason why. Mm-hmm. CEO of Ulta, Mary Dillon, who I think joined the company 2013, 2014, she said on a conference call with the analysts that the cosmetics category, which makes up about 50% of the retailer's business, failed to live up to the company's expectations for the period. So with that being said, the article goes a little bit deeper into, you know, how much the decline has happened.
And why.
And why. Like, makeup continued to decline in Q3, and the category will likely end the year with negative performance.
But then.
Yeah, but then.
They were saying that skincare has increased.
Yes. And.
Which is, like, not surprising.
Totally. I mean, because now people are realizing.
The importance of it.
Yes. Like, skincare needs to be the first step.
Mm-hmm. And then they also noted that teenagers are now more invested in their skincare and starting skincare regimens at a younger age.
So, like, this is one of the stats. It says, according to the NPD group, a prestige makeup as a category in the third quarter was down 7% over last year. Skincare, on the other hand, rose by 7%. Now, to me, 7% is not that much, to be completely honest. Like, if I saw that in the third quarter, it was down 7%, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And, like,
I have a
what's
question.
The big deal?
How much of Ulta's cosmetics are considered prestige?
That's a great question.
And, like, when you are determining what is prestige and what's not, like, how do you determine that?
I think that's a great question. When I walk into an Ulta, I think that there's, like, very clear separation.
Totally.
So it's like when you go to the Ulta on La Brea and Santa Monica Boulevard, when you walk in the door, you see right in front of you all the hair stuff and nail stuff. To the right is prestige. Mm-hmm. And, like, fragrance and body care. And then to the left is all mostly, like, hair tools, the salon, and then mass.
Got
right?
It. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think that's, like, kind of how I see it. And I feel like a lot of times when I walk into Ulta's, they are all almost similarly set up. But then I don't know, because, like, sometimes I walk in and then there's just gondolas of product right when you walk in. Like, you'll see Benefit, you'll see Tarte, like, right. You'll see all of these, like, more, you know, mass, mm-hmm. or not mass, sorry, prestige brands, like, mm-hmm. right in the middle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess.
It probably also depends on who is shopping in that specific location, mm-hmm. what their top sellers are. But yeah, sorry.
Like, to that point, I just think, like, it's interesting that being down 7% is, like, enough to make people concerned. But I guess because it's a trend that makeup has been consistently mm-hmm. going down, that people are like, okay, listen, we've got to reroute what we initially told you guys in terms of the growth here. But I think it's actually making a case for the strength of skincare. The consumer, they want to be experts in skincare. They want to know every ingredient. They want to know how to apply product the right way, what to mix, what not to mix. And I mean, I'm thrilled about that. I'm glad people are actually taking, like, an active part in learning about their own skin and making the right choices for it. But I'm reading this article, and one of the things that it says is that while it's not easy to predict shifts in consumer behavior, this analyst notes that beauty cycles tend to last 3 to 4 years. So by her account, the hyper spending in cosmetics started probably around 2013 or 2014 and then started moderating by about halfway through 2017. So that means currently the cycle we're in, mm-hmm. we're already, like, 2.5 years through it, which I find to be super interesting. So, like, in a year and a half, so what, that's 2021.
Yeah.
What will we be experiencing then? I mean, I love that people analyze this stuff and actually
Absolutely.
Do the research to see how consumer habits are changing and
right.
evolving. But
well, I feel like, and this article talks a lot about Gen Z, which is mm-hmm. kind of like who now brands are focused on, because they are the ones who are going to be spending a lot of money on cosmetics and skincare in the next decade.
Yep.
And they're basically saying, so, like we said earlier, they're, you know, starting to use skincare a lot younger than they used to be. And as a result, not wearing as much makeup as they used to, as
yeah.
we used to. Uh-huh. Like, I was so excited to buy makeup and wear makeup in middle school and high school, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think that they are, which is great, because
yeah.
there's a lot more honesty with, you know, you see them on Instagram or Kirby uses TikTok now.
Love TikTok. It's the best.
Yeah, so it said here that teens who wear makeup every day has fallen from 53% about a year and a half ago to 38% in the most recent report.
Yeah, I think maybe that's because if they are informed about skincare, maybe it's helping them.
Right.
Maybe they don't give a shit.
Yeah, so then it says the increased use of skincare is cannibalizing some makeup usage. And so then it becomes a self-reinforcing cycle. When consumers start to feel better, they feel less need for coverage. And so less makeup is needed. Yeah, I just wonder. Like you said, what is that going to be true for the next 10 years? Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I also think when it comes to Gen Z, brands are super... when you think about the brands that we knew about when we were in high school, they are brands that I still think of. Benefit.
Oh, Benefit.
There is a power to having this name recognition early.
It's true.
Right? Like I read in Allure magazine that I needed this pineapple facial polish from Benefit. So I like literally walked into Sephora and got it. I knew about Sephora as the OG beauty store because I heard about it when I was a teenager. So like...
So you feel like brands like Huda and Becca, those brands are what Gen Z will remember when they're like in their... 20s and 30s.
I don't know. That's a great question because does Huda
cater
to Gen Z? I'm thinking like ColourPop for Gen Z. I'm thinking like Glossier.
Right. But I,
right?
Yeah, no, definitely. But like, I don't think that, I think Huda, because they're so big on YouTube, probably has a young demographic as well. Or like people are asking for Huda palettes for Christmas, oh, probably.
You know, Jeffree Star too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Jeffree Star. That's it. I feel like that Jeffree Star, whatever your thoughts are, we're not going to go there, but Jeffree Star, his cosmetics line, people collect all of his products. And I think when I talk to people, like when I go to beauty events, it's like the Jeffree Star look.
Mm-hmm.
They love to promote the fact that they have Jeffree Star, that they're using a Jeffree Star lip gloss, like that they have the packaging. I don't know. This
interesting.
This conversation totally took a turn.
It did, but it kind of segues into our other news.
True, which is?
Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics officially has a relaunch date, and she also shared a new collection of products that she is going to launch with.
Okay, so did she launch already?
It hasn't come out yet.
Oh,
it comes out November 26th.
Who? Oh, the reason why I thought that was because she had a big ass party at her mansion that she's renting for apparently $10,000, which, hey, cash. Jaclyn, can you confirm or deny this? Come on the podcast and tell us, please. I would love to know what's happening. But, you know, okay, we've talked about Jaclyn before. We've talked about the fiasco that happened with her original launch. And as a human being that has empathy for other human beings, I gotta say, I know that you're laughing about this. That is a worst case scenario.
Right.
Nobody wishes that upon anyone. I don't think that she ever intended for anything like that to happen.
It was like a nightmare.
Yes.
It was like the worst of the worst.
Yes. And I'm sure that she is a perfectionist and that when all of this transpired, she was like, how did I fail so badly when I thought I had it all under control? I would actually love to just talk to her and be like,
me too.
What happened? Because she's explained it on YouTube, but yeah. I think a lot of people are like, listen, I know that you have this long video, but I kind of need more
like concrete,
just like breakdown.
Yes. What exactly happened?
Like, was it just a quality control thing and you guys were in a rush to get stuff out?
Was like, it like cost?
Yeah. Was it cost? Like, what was it? Because I think transparency, like I've said 1,000 times, really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I think the constant dragging of Jaclyn Hill, like, can we stop? Like, please, I'm begging you. Like, this is a human being. She is probably not perfect because nobody is. But I'm really tired of getting online and seeing people just constantly coming at her. Like, now they're coming at her because, like, so she's launching highlighters.
Yes, which she should have launched with.
Correct. I would have.
We all, because you associate Jaclyn Hill with Champagne Pop. That's just like, that's what it is.
Yep.
And that's what she did so well. So it like only makes sense that she launched highlighter.
Totally.
So very excited about this.
Very excited about this. I want to try them.
Same.
They look great. There's different formulas.
Like Becca products.
Oh, do they?
Don't you think?
So
look at it.
So this is funny. Yes. Okay. So this is funny you say that because the chatter on Twitter is that the packaging looks a lot like Becca packaging.
Okay.
And people are curious if like the formula is like Morphe formula. Is it like, what does it actually feel like? I personally want to try all of the highlighters.
Same. Okay. So there are three different finishes. So Mood Light Luminous Powder comes in 5 shades.
Okay.
The Accent Light Highlighter Palette, 4 shades per palette. So there's the Accent Light Highlighter Palette comes in the Flash, and then it comes in the Flare.
Yeah.
And then Beaming Light Loose Highlighter, which comes in 5 shades. That's a lot of highlight.
So one's a palette, one's a loose powder,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another loose powder?
And then there is a loose highlighter. So I think the luminous powder is like...
A setting powder?
I think it is, setting powder. And then the light loose highlighter comes in 5 shades. And then, sorry, she has 3 different brushes.
Yes, so there's 3 different brushes for each highlighter. Okay, so total highlighters here, 3.
Well, if you can, if you count the powder, the luminous powder...
I don't know. I'm a little confused. Okay.
There's a powder, there's a palette, there's a loose highlighter, and then there's 3 brushes to go, one for each of the products.
Okay, great. So I want to try them personally.
Same.
I am that girl. I want to try them.
And I know we're not alone.
Yeah, I mean.
I think everyone's excited about this.
I think people are excited. I know a lot of her friends in the YouTube space like rallied behind her for the launch. Candy Johnson was at the big dinner. So it was like Nikita Dragon, I think, Crispy. So like there were a lot of big names that she invited. I remember the last time with the lipsticks, she didn't get the press kits out in time, like mm-hmm. the PR send. So nobody was even able to try them. And I think people use that also as ammunition. Like, why didn't anybody get to try them?
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's trying to revamp herself. I guess I'm curious. Do you guys think it's too soon?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
Or maybe she was already developing these.
That's what I think. So she said in her YouTube video that she had been working on these since the beginning of 2019. And I'm in like 1,000 Facebook groups about beauty. And
so then why didn't she just wait to launch this? Why did she launch her lipsticks first?
Maybe they were ready more quickly. Because this is the thing. And I will, if anybody is an expert in product development and like getting products on shelves and stuff, I would really be eager to hear your take on this. But people are like, apparently from like the time that Jacqueline, you know, produced the lipsticks to when she sold them was like 5 weeks. And for me, I know that it takes longer for like conglomerates that own, you know, brands to produce stuff like that. But like ColourPop can push out stuff into like a, you know what I mean?
Like
so like that doesn't really bother me. Like mm-hmm. I'm not like worried about, it's like, and also it's different. I mean, we learned from April that skincare products can be made in 6 hours. So totally. It's like, I'm not that worried about that, to be completely honest. But all of that being said,
yes,
I think that she's been working on the highlighters since the beginning of the year, perfecting them. Maybe lipsticks were done first and she decided, listen, I want to launch now. Maybe that was the big snafu. Maybe her aha moment is like, I should have been patient. Yeah. Who knows? But I'm very eager. Should we order them? Do you have it?
No, I don't have it.
Should we reach out to...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, I want these. Yeah. I want to try them.
Well, for those who are wondering how much it costs, so there's a brush bundle for $54. The Beaming Lights, all 5 of them with the brushes, $120. The individual Mood Light, Accent Light, and Beaming Light duos with coordinating brushes are $49, $59, and $39, respectively. Thank you to Shea Simmons again for the reporting.
Okay, so they are like mastige? Prestige? What are they?
It seems prestige to me.
Yeah.
Prestige prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. November 26th, let's try to get our hands on these babies before then.
Yeah, and Jacqueline, if you want to come on Los Angeles.
We would love that so much.
Come on.
While you're still in LA.
Yeah, we want to chat it up.
We'll come to your mansion.
We'll come to your mansion.
Great. Okay, now we're going to do What's on Your Face?
Woohoo.
All right, Kirby.
Sarah, what is on your face? What is on your face? Okay. What was on your face?
What was on my face? It was the Naturopathica Sweet Cherry Brightening Enzyme Peel.
I freaking love Naturopathica. I love this peel. I love all of their stuff. Okay, I know.
You've tried this before.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite masks.
The first time I tried this was during a Heyday facial. They put it on me and I was like, what did you just put on me? It smells like something that I would just like want to lick off my face. Mm-hmm. So it smells like a cherry jam.
But not superficial.
If you look at it too,
it looks like preserves. It looks like cherry preserves. Cherry preserves.
That's 1000%. And that's what it looks like when you put it on your face.
Yep.
So it's a clarifying face mask that's made with cherry enzymes and lactic acid. It just smells so good.
It's light though. Yeah. It's not like overwhelming.
Right. So it's got sweet cherry puree, which apparently cherry helps with aging, signs of aging. And then the lactic acid also helps with your appearance of wrinkles and other signs of aging. And then it also has the alpha hydroxy fruit acids. So it's like an exfoliant. I love using this when my face is, like Kirby said, or, you know, like we were talking about, I've been traveling a lot. So my skin has kind of been a little bit angry and just gross from all of the plain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plain stuff. Air. And grossness. I, by the way, have totally become Lysol wet wipes lady on the plane.
Like, I mean, I need to be that person.
It's just like I can't not when I think about how quickly when you watch the plane come into the gate and then them get off the plane and then you get on. It's like a matter of like 2 minutes and you're like, there was no way that they...
You're so right. I need to go stock up on Lysol wipes. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, these people are going to think I'm germaphobe, but like, I don't care.
There was a photo on either Facebook or Twitter recently, not to do with planes, but it was like the subway system in New York. Ugh. And like a guy put one of the poles that people hang on to between his butt cheeks.
What?
And people were like, people hold on to that. And then some guy like commented like, my lip accidentally grazed one of the poles in the subway system. And I'm like, this is why I could not live in New York. I would never take the subway.
Why are we as a country like this?
I don't know.
We are so disgusting.
We are so gross.
It's like horrifying.
Get a life. Don't put poles between your butt cheeks on the subway. You shitting me? Anyway,
literally, are you shitting me?
I mean, they're trying to at least.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. But back to the peel.
So I
like to put it on my skin when it's feeling a little angry or when I just feel like I need a little boost. And I leave it on for like 5 minutes. And then apparently it's better when your face is still a little wet. So they suggest using it in the shower or like, I don't know if you have one of those like humidifiers at home. To basically just like kind of sit in front of it. But basically you don't want to let it dry out your face before you take it off.
Got it.
Yes.
It doesn't burn or
does
anything
not burn.
Like that.
No.
It's very light.
Right.
And I think that we're starting to see a bunch of cherry themed beauty products. Like Pharmacy came out with that very cherry bright 15% clean vitamin C serum.
Oh.
I guess cherry is a great form of vitamin C.
Huh.
But I just want to state for the record that like Naturopathica has been doing
clean, natural
beauty since forever ago.
Yeah.
They were doing it before it was a trend.
Right.
And before people really actually cared. So if you are looking for like a brand that puts its money where its mouth is.
And I'm pretty sure, were you at the event? Did you meet the founder?
I met the founder and she's lovely.
She's like a botanist, right? Like she has like so much experience with plants and plant actives and all that. So like every product I've used of Naturopathica is just like so beautiful. And sometimes my skin can react when I use like clean beauty products, like when it's just a little bit too natural. I don't know what it is. We talked about this.
Well, this is because they're...
It's like very strong.
It's strong, but also they're like, we use alpha hydroxy acids. Like, that's the thing. I'm looking on their website right now and they have like an argan and retinol wrinkle repair night cream. So like they are using actives that people need in their routine, but they're making it free of other crap with also really potent natural ingredients.
Which is my jam.
Which I think is awesome. The other thing I was going to say, guys, is like, I am truly obsessed with this one cleanser of theirs.
Oh, the cleansing balm?
The Manuka Honey cleansing balm.
Mm.
That stuff smells
delightful.
Almost even better than the cherry to me. And it's because I do feel like I'm actually putting like the good honey, right. Not like out of the bear.
Yeah.
Sorry, no. Bear. But like,
no bear honey.
No bear honey. But like the thick, mm-hmm. like almost milky colored.
Yep. You want it like textured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I also love the oat cleansing facial polish. They make great products,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Like, look into them. I'm a huge fan. So,
same.
Yeah. And Sarah also posted that she was wearing it this morning.
Oh, yeah. In case you saw our Instagram where I look like I dumped my face in preserves.
That's what it looks like, right? Yeah. I love it. Love.
Okay, what's in your eyes?
What's in your eyeballs? Okay, I am a Lumify stan. If you are not familiar with Lumify, they are like the new eyeball whitening drop on the market. You're laughing, but like
it's true. No, I use them too.
This is my number one step every day. I wake up, I look in the mirror, I open my medicine cabinet, and I put the eye drops in before I even brush my teeth.
Oh, wow.
And I buy this 7.5 ounce.
Is that the big one?
It's the big one.
Yeah.
It's $30. Just trust me, get it. The normal drops that are like 2.5 or 15.
Oh.
I've had people tell me you can buy them at Costco, like get two of the big bottles for $30.
Oh,
so like amazing. If you have a Costco membership, great.
You guys, these are great if you cry a lot. Or
me.
If you me as well,
crying every day,
or like allergies.
Oh, in LA right now, the wildfire, everything is just, it's a shit storm.
It works in seconds.
Yeah, so that's the thing. These are FDA approved, by the way. They make your eyes wider and brighter in just 1 minute, and they last 8 hours. And so I always used eye drops before Lumify, mm-hmm. but I felt like it wasn't like that much of a noticeable difference. Like they truly make your eyes brighter. I do have a little bit of dry eye because I sleep with my eyes open. Did you know that?
Like
I sleep
slightly?
I sleep with my eyes slightly open because of my eye surgery when I was little.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And so I can have a little bit of dry eye. So I'll put in a saline eye drop first and then the Lumify.
Yeah.
And it helps me.
Okay. That helped. That's because we were talking about this earlier. I have really dry eyes because I wear contacts. And sometimes with eye drops that are made for red eyes, they can dry out your eyes.
Yep.
But that's a good combo.
And then I also wanted to offer like an actual beauty type thing. Uh-huh. So I spritz the stuff on my face when I know I'm not going to wear makeup. And sometimes I'll spritz it over my makeup. But it's called Infinity Sun Glow on the Go. It's my favorite self-tanning mist ever. It's in this very...
Ever?
Yeah, very large... tall white misting bottle.
Okay.
And the flow of the mist is perfect. It's super fine. So you're not like drenching your entire face with this mist. I feel like a lot of people have attempted to do something similar with, you know, their self-tanning mist, but it's just too much product. It's like, it's not meant for the face. This stuff has been my favorite since I found it in 2010. It has a green undertone, so it always makes you look more olive instead of orange. And yeah, like I said, I have it on my skin right now, mostly to help conceal my melasma, but also I'll spray it over my actual makeup to give myself a glow. So if you're looking for a way to glow in the winter months as we approach them, but you don't want to worry about like maybe putting it all over your body or putting a serum into a moisturizer or whatever, this mister is like my absolute favorite thing. So
nice.
Infinity Sun Glow on the Go.
Great. Kirby, do you ever go ham while shopping for beauty products online and then you realize you went over your spending budget by a lot?
Yes, and then Patrick wants to murder me because I already have too many products already, but I still want what I want.
You deserve it. But did you know that with Afterpay, you can split your purchase into four equal payments and pay over time?
I did, and you'll pay your first installment the first time you purchase, and then the next installment will be due in 2 weeks. So you have a little bit of leeway there. And by the way, there's zero interest and fees.
I don't know how that works, and it honestly sounds like it's too good to be true, but we are here to tell you that it isn't.
So Afterpay is available at over 6,500 global retailers, including Ulta, Revolve, Tarte, Morphe, and hundreds of other beauty retailers, which is great, especially because the holidays are coming up.
Woohoo! So Thanksgiving is coming up, kicking off the holiday season, and you know, Kirby and I, we have so much to be grateful for, but it's also during this time of year that we are thinking about ways that we can help those in need. So on this episode, we want to talk about ways that we can donate beauty products that we've maybe tried once or used a couple times but didn't end up falling in love with. So instead of just wasting perfectly good product, why not donate it to someone who could actually use it?
Yes. And by we mean everybody listening. This is for you guys, obviously. And we do get questions a lot. Like, I tried this product. I didn't really like it. What can I do? So before we get into donation stuff real quick, I just wanted to say that a lot of retailers have the policy where if you buy a beauty product, even if it's opened, you can return it. I'm pretty sure Sephora has that policy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Ulta does.
Probably.
But you can go to Sephora. If you try a product, maybe it broke you out, it's not the right shade, whatever, they will take it back. As long as you explain, like, what happened. Like, they want to know, like, oh, okay, just wasn't the right shade, or, like, it gave you, like, contact dermatitis or something. Like, they want to know.
Right.
So that being said, if you have decided,
I think we all, you know, have those products that maybe we are, like, maybe hopeful that we'll use again, but then we end up not using it, or we find something else that we like better. And then it's just, like, sitting in our vanity and it's, you know, 3/4 full.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do with it?
Yeah. And, you know, if you're in the beauty industry and you have access to products, or maybe it's your job to try things, it can be hard to get through an entire product sometimes. I try to stay, you know, with a strict regimen, but it's kind of impossible given all the stuff we have to sub in every couple of days.
Yeah.
So there are a few things that you need to toss no matter what.
Things
sadly,
that, you
should not share.
Should not donate. Unless, like, you can maybe, like, with your really close friends if you feel that close with them.
Yep.
But for the most part, what should we toss, Kirby? You
absolutely need to toss mascaras, which is obvious. Creams or lotions that come in a bottle that require you to, like, dip your hand in them. So, like, the jars and stuff.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then anything that's been more than 50% used. Guys, please don't try to donate something you, like, actually went halfway through.
Right.
That's so gross and so wrong.
Yeah. You're not really helping anyone out there.
What I was going to say, though, is that for mascara, if you end up not liking it, you can take the wand and clean it and then send it to this wildlife organization that uses it to help clean little, like, baby animals and stuff.
Oh,
that,
that's
like,
so cute. Oh, with the spoolie?
Yeah, with the little spoolie guys.
So that's so cute.
So they need to help and then they wash them.
Wait, where is that?
Wands for Wildlife.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, so the organization is called, oh my God.
Is there a duck or something?
There's a little baby possum on the website being cleaned with the little spoolie. Okay, so it's called Appalachian Wildlife Refuge. And it says donate today to give them a second chance at life in the wild, which is awesome. And yeah, you can send your, like, there's a recycle form, wand razor poster. Like, it's so cute. But yeah, all of these animals are being benefited by your... it says old mascara wands are used to remove fly eggs and larvae from the fur and feather of wild animals, and they work great because the bristles are close together. Gather old mascara wands and donations to help the wild ones by hosting a Wands for Wildlife wand raiser.
Oh, that's really cute.
So, yeah, if that's you great. Have mascara that you're like, I don't know what to do, go ahead and send the wands to Wands for Wildlife. Super cute. But
that brings us to our next item that we want to talk about, which is, like, what you can recycle.
Yes.
Which this episode was very inspired by one of our loyal listeners, Sissy, who works at Entire World.
Yep.
My favorite sweat. Your soon to be your favorite.
I can't wait to try them.
Sweatsuit
so
brand.
So excited.
But she was asking, like, how you can recycle old beauty products. So that's, like, a whole nother episode that I think we should have. But for the most part, first of all, you need to check the packaging to see, like, what can be recycled and what cannot. There, unfortunately, are a lot of beauty products that just the packaging and like, the tubes, like, you just can't recycle them.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a whole nother conversation about sustainability and beauty.
Totally.
But if the product can be recycled, there is an organization called TerraCycle where you can purchase this box from them. They'll send it to you and then you will fill it up with all of your recyclable beauty products, and then they give you a prepaid shipping label and then you send it back to them. So
that's,
it's like
great
for your hashtag empties. But, you know, if there's glass jars, let's just say this Naturopathica mask or whatever. Like, there's also lots of other ways you can, you know, reuse your bottles.
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
Makes nice little succulent holders. Travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could definitely be better at it.
Same.
I'm not good at it.
I know. We all need to be better about reusing stuff. But I'm hoping that brands in 2020 and onward will start considering using ocean waste plastic for their tubes and jars and stuff like that. That's just doing your part to help the environment. Also just being like more cognizant about packaging in general. I know that the brand Kinship, which just launched last week, like they use like 100% ocean waste plastic for most of their stuff. They're working on total 100%, but being able to accomplish that before they even launched is kind of amazing. So,
right.
Yeah, that's the thing too that you mentioned. It's like some products, like you think you can recycle them and then you read and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Can't. Well, so like you were saying, like mascara ones, I don't think that those are easy to like recycle, like actually break down, but at least you can donate it to this wonderful organization and help these little animals.
Little babies.
Yeah. Okay. So then we want to talk about what you can donate.
Okay. So anything that is gently used, you can typically donate, but you want to make sure you have. Like, you have to sanitize everything. So you can donate hairbrushes, makeup brushes, lipsticks, eyeliners, lip liners, and brow liners. They can all be sanitized. Clean your brushes thoroughly in warm water mixed with dishwashing detergent like Dawn or, you know, whatever. And then you want to run a Q-tip dipped in alcohol over your lipstick or chop off the first layer of the bullet just to make sure that it's completely clean of your germs. And then sharpen any pencils that you have. Sense. So,
do you clean your brushes regularly? Your hair brushes? Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't even.
But that would just be so. You would just like fill your sink with like soapy water and then like dip it in. Like, what do you do?
I don't know. How do you sanitize an effing hairbrush? I just like pick the hair out.
Yeah,
and then maybe you spritz alcohol.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
That sounds right to me. I would just take like isopropyl alcohol and spritz it on
there,
which I have in abundance because I remove my own hair extensions.
Do you?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah, I have to do it tomorrow. You do a little spritz. I mix it with a little bit of hair oil and then the isopropyl alcohol and spritz it at the root and then pull it right out.
When I had my tape-ins, I should have called you. I had Matt take them out for me.
Probably, I would love if Patrick would take out my hair extensions.
It's probably why I had so many baby hairs sprouting out because I lost a lot of hairs.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Sad.
It's fine. But that's impressive.
Thank you.
But I feel like everyone in general should have alcohol in their household just to be able to like clean like the gadgets that you're using on your face, you guys. I mean, everything.
I mean, literally to clean everything.
Yeah.
I just have it in this like random space.
Donations
bottle.
Or not, please sanitize everything.
Yes, sanitize them all.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so where should we be donating? This is the thing.
Yes.
If you Google this, you will find a lot of articles that talk about where to donate, but sadly, they all say the same thing. There's really not been any, new developments in this area. And I personally have a passion, especially in LA, where maybe this is something that could be bigger, but like I was talking to people that are like influencers and makeup artists about the overabundance of products that we receive. And I was like, how great would it be if like there was a brand, a beauty brand, that once a month like sent a van around to different drop-off points to pick up. Like all you had to do was like maybe show up with your box of stuff to drop it off once a month.
For unused or just gently used?
Gently used and unused.
Yeah.
And then they could take them to like the women's shelter or like whatever places. Like I take my stuff to the Trans Wellness Center. If you live in LA, please donate your stuff there. They are always accepting and very, very lovely.
Yeah.
So
I have brought my stuff regularly especially when you live downtown to the downtown women's shelter.
Yeah.
And they always are
great.
Accepting stuff.
Yep. And so I don't know. I'm like, there has to be a way to make it easier for people to do this. Like, because sadly people won't do it unless they make it easy.
But all of that is to say, especially when it comes to like local shelters, you should always like do research and call because more likely than not, they want your stuff.
Yeah, but definitely call because they might be like, we're not accepting this right now.
Right.
Or no, like, unfortunately, we're not taking anything like this. It'll save you a trip and also it will keep them from like acquiring things that they don't necessarily need.
Right. And if you cannot find anywhere to donate locally, there are like a a bunch of organizations nationally that want your gently used makeup products.
Yes.
So first one is called Project Beauty Share. So this organization collects personal hygiene, cosmetics, and beauty products and distributes them through nonprofit organizations that serve women and families overcoming abuse, addiction, homelessness, and poverty. They accept lightly used products, but only from the following categories. So powder eyeshadows, powder blush, bronzers, highlighters, eye and lip liners, lip liner pencils, only the kind that you can sharpen for sanitation reasons, liquid foundations and airless pump containers, squeeze tube foundations, and then anything else must be new. Yeah, and then for skincare and hair products, anything that comes in a tub or jar must be new, but used products that come in pumps, tubes, and bottles are welcome.
Awesome.
That makes sense, right?
Yep.
So this is in Washington. We'll create a little graphic with the addresses so that you guys will have them. But yeah, this one you can just ship donations.
Awesome. So then there's Beauty Bus, and the Beauty Bus Foundation provides in-home beauty treatments to men, women, and children whose terminal illness prevents them from accessing a salon or spa, which is so awesome. So they use your donated, unused, and new beauty products in their beauty bags, and they're given to patients around the U.S., and they accept blush, mascara, nail polish, hair dryers, and straighteners, and more. You can find out more on the Beauty Bus Foundation website, but these have to be new products, right? Like they're not going to put like a gently used product in these bags.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Great. I would hope not. But yes, you can ship the donations as well to the Beauty Bus Foundation, and they are based in Santa Monica, California.
Amazing. We should work with them. Yeah. The next one is called Share Your Beauty. And so Share Your Beauty's mission is to put a bit of sparkle and dignity back into the lives of women and teens in crisis. So they accept new, unopened, and unexpired cosmetics, hair and skincare products, nail polish, perfume samples, and personal care items. I feel like this organization also only accepts new ones, but obviously like new and unopened and unused is the best. But I feel like with gently used, like just follow up with each of these organizations.
Yeah.
But this one is in Hudson, New York, and Share Your Beauty popped up in like several articles. So I think that this one is, the rest of them are also very legit, but this one is a popular one too.
All right. And then there's Dress for Success. A lot of you are familiar with Dress for Success. And according to its donation guidelines, they need unopened cosmetics and toiletries with an expiration date at least 6 months in the future, plus new hygiene and grooming products. And they're also looking for packaged and unopened fragrances. So Dress for Success is an organization that helps women get on their feet when they're looking for a job. It gives them interview skills. They have clothes in which that women can go and get dressed and outfitted for interviews or for their first week of work. It's a really amazing organization. It helps to empower women and get them out of situations from domestic abuse, from homelessness. There are a variety of things that they are helping women with. And it's a really great organization that if you haven't heard of it, you should look into. That's why they do need new packaged unopened products, and that's why fragrances are also something that I think is so great. Like when you smell good, you feel better about walking into an interview or going into work. So
just like boosts your mood.
Yeah, too. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's Sarah and I were talking about this. Like you would think that there would be more ways to donate. Almost, we were surprised to see
on like a national level.
Yeah, that there were like only really four that people are actively talking and writing about. If you guys know of any more, please DM us and let us know.
Yeah.
But again, your local women's shelter and like local trans wellness center, local LGBTQ center is probably, willing to accept those donations. You just actually have to do the work. Like that's part of this too. You have to call and see if they're accepting donations and what they're accepting. I think if people were less lazy, there would be a lot more giving in the world. But like sometimes people just don't even want to make the phone call. But if it could help another person, just think about it, especially during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Make it a priority of yours to figure out how to donate your items or even volunteer with any of these organizations if they're accepting any. It would be a great way to give back to.
Absolutely. consider donating, especially during this time of year, guys.
Okay, guys, so big news. We have two episodes this week, and we're so excited. We hope you guys enjoy having two episodes a week because we might just implement it and make it happen.
Yeah.
So we have our episode today, and then we'll have an episode coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
And so you're going to absolutely love who the guest is. We're not going to reveal right now, but I think you guys are going to be so excited for this episode. As always, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook group. And let us know if you have any ideas for any upcoming episodes. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.